and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
and you,
are listening,
are listening,
are listening.
Yes, sir, it's your boy, Big Vern. You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. You heard?
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, November 23rd. Early this morning, we see 24 degrees in Courtright Center and 29 in West Athens. Low cloud cover helps boost those numbers to a high of 40 degrees at 1 p.m. Overnight will be clear and temperatures will drop to 21 degrees. Tomorrow will have a high of 45 degrees happening around 2 p.m. 26 degrees overnight takes us into a dry Thanksgiving with a high of 50 degrees and some moderate cloud cover. Friday morning will be wet and could see some actual snow. Stay tuned. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 5:26 a.m., low tide at 11:16 a.m., high tide again at 5:01 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 43 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:16 p.m., sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:52 a.m. Looking way up, we see a relatively quiet, stellar neighborhood. Solar wind speed is currently 509 kilometers per second at 9.9 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently poor for daytime, but pretty good for nighttime transmissions. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 22. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Aloha out there in Radio Land.
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues. The show is a monthly roundup of new music, plumbing psych, folk, cosmic Americana, indie, garage, and exploratory titles alongside enough classic gems to hold it all together like glue. You can tune into the show every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Glen Falls House in Round Top, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek Presents One Hitters on WGXC FM, Acra, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin here this Thanksgiving week to take you through the less remembered one-hit wonders of 1965. a year which sees the British invasion hit American shores, the release of a couple of classics, including possibly the best Bond theme ever, and in the last half a classic protest song to signal the growing tumult of the times. Our first set begins with one of those classic one-hitters that, thanks to another phenomenon I've often delved into, covering up, kind of barely fits this format. The later Manhattan Transfer cover would become the version most people know, helped a bit by pro wrestling legend the Boogie Woogie Man using said version as his entrance theme, but here is the original recording of The Boy from New York City by the Ad-Libs.
Jerk! Hey, do the jerk!
started off that set with the original Ad-Libs version of The Boy from New York City, which hit its Billboard peak at number 8 on February 27th. After that was one of the many Dance Craze-inspired songs of the decade, The Jerk by The Larks, fronted by doo-wop and funk pioneer Don Julian, which made it to number 7 on January 16th. Then Alvin Cash and The Crawlers put the spotlight on a Chicago dance craze with Twine Time, which peaked at number 14 on February 20th, the song later becoming a favorite in the Northern Soul scene of Britain. Notably, that ooh-ah intro was cut by some stations due to suggestiveness. Finally, we leap forward a few years for a 1967 cover of Land of a Thousand Dances by British girl group The Fabs. 1965 saw the release of the most famous version of Chris Kenner's 1963 song. That version only made it to number 77 on the Hot 100, while in 1965, Cannibal and the Headhunters took it to number 30 on April 24th, only for Wilson Pickett to cover up their cover a year later with his definitive version. This next batch begins with another reminder we're still in the era of novelty song dominance. Here's Dr. Demento favorites, The Detergents parodying the Shangri-La's classic Leader of the Pack with Leader of the Laundromat.
Is he really going out with her?
I don't know.
Look, here he comes now. Let's ask him.
Hey, Murray, is it true Betty's wearing your ring?
Mm-hmm. Who's that banging on the piano?
I don't know.
You going out with her tonight?
You bet your firm.
By the way,
where'd you meet her?
I met her one day at the laundromat.
She turned around and smiled at me. You get the picture?
Yes, we see. And that's when I fell in love with the leader of the laundromat. My folks were always putting her down. Cause our laundry came back brown.
Brown, brown.
I don't care if they think she's bad. I fell in love cause she looks so sad. I got a date tonight with the leader of the laundromat.
Dang it.
My dad said, find a laundry that's new.
Find a laundry that's new.
How can I tell my baby we're through?
Tell my baby we're through.
Gonna drive right into town. I don't care if my shirts are brown.
I got a date tonight with the leader of the laundromat.
When I finally got there, I told her it was all over between us. I'll never forget the hurt and the funny look in her eye. She grabbed my laundry and ran into the street, directly into the path of a runaway garbage truck. I yelled, watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out!
Dang it. I felt so messy standing there.
Messy standing there.
My daddy's shorts were everywhere.
Daddy's shorts were everywhere.
Tenderly I kissed her goodbye. Picked up my clothes, they were finally dry. But I won't forget your love, oh leader of the laundromat.
That banging on the piano?
I don't know.
One fine day as I was walking down the street, spied a beggar man with rags upon his feet. Took a penny from my pocket in his tin cup, I did drop it, and I heard him say as I made my retreat,
hey, the bird of paradise,
Lovely man is really on his toes. Found a $100 bill among my clothes. When he called me, I came running, gave him back his dime for phoning, and I heard him saying as I turned to go, "Hey, catch a train." The taxi driver said, "We'll make it just the same." A speed cop made it with us, and as he wrote out the ticket, I stood by politely waiting for my change.
Never a paradise by up your nose.
Ja, ich dachte schon, im Sonnenschein blinkt mir ein Diamant. Doch das war von dir ein kleiner Trick. Da blitzte etwas Kleines, leicht versteckt in deiner Hand. Doch es war ja nur ein Spiegelsplitterstück.
Es war ein Puderdosen-Spiegelsplitterstück. Darauf fall ich gerne wieder rein. Das bringt uns mehr als 7 Jahre Glück oder sogar lebenslänglich alt. Darauf fall ich gerne wieder rein. Das bringt uns mehr als 7 Jahre Glück oder sogar lebenslänglich ein.
Bestimmt hat jedes Mädchen, so wie du, auch einen Trick. Wenn ein junger Mann mal nach ihr schaut, vielleicht denkt sie genau wie du mit einem Spiegelstück und ist schon Wochen später seine Braut.
Es war ein Puderdosen-Spiegelsplitterstück. Darauf fall ich gerne wieder rein. Das bringt uns mehr als 7 Jahre Glück oder sogar lebenslänglich ein. Oder sogar lebenslänglich ein. Oder sogar lebenslänglich ein.
Today's second set just ended with another jump forward, this time to 1973 for German singer Charlie Rovell's Puderdosen-Spiegelsplitterstück, a cover of country legend Buck Owens' soul top 40 hit I've Got a Tiger by the Tail, which peaked on February 2nd at number 25. Before that was Little Jimmy Dickens with a Johnny Carson-inspired hit, May the Bird of Paradise Fly Up Your Nose, which hit number 15 on December 4th. We started with Leader of the Laundromat, which got to number 19 on January 9th, by the Detergents, whose lineup included future Archie's lead singer and Barry Manilow producer Ron Dante. The British Invasion swings us into the second half, starting with It's Alright by Adam Faith and the Roulettes.
Well, if you want me, it's alright. It's alright. It's alright.
Forgotten Geek presents One Hitters 1965, continues on WGXC with a set that began with British teen idol slash actor Adam Faith with the Roulettes performing It's All Right, which peaked on the Billboard Top 40 at number 31 on February 27th. The British Invasion continued with the number 8 song on July 17th, You Turn Me On, by Ian Whitcomb and Bluesville, later covered by Mae West and Crystal Waters. Lastly came the Brian Epstein managed The Silky with their cover of the Beatles' classic You've Got to Hide Your Love Away, which hit number 10 on November 27th and was produced by John with Paul on guitar and George on tambourine. Today's penultimate set begins with Hawaii Tattoo by the Waikikis. We just heard Hungry for Love by San Remo Golden Strings, making it to number 27 on October 30th. Prior to that was The Trade Winds with New York's A Lonely Town, hitting number 32 on March 6th. And the set began with Belgian studio band The Waka Keys' international hit Hawaii Tattoo, which peaked at number 33 in the US on January 16th. One Hitter's standard final set of covers begins with a cover of the John Barry composed, Anthony Newley and Leslie Bercoust lyricized, George Martin produced Goldfinger, legendary diva Shirley Bassey's soul top 40 hit from the classic Connery Bond installment. Oh, and Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones served as session musicians. Here is post-punk Pioneers Magazine's cover.
Leaving what I said in half on the know you've been.
was the immortal Tina Turner's live 1987 cover of Land of a Thousand Dances. Previous to that was Debbie Harry's cover of Liar Liar from the Married to the Mob soundtrack. The original version by the Castaways going to number 12 on October 23rd, 1965. The set began with Magazine's cover of Shirley Bassey's iconic Goldfinger theme, the original cracking the top 10 at number 8 on March 27th. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 3 Tuesdays for a regular edition of Forgotten Geek. Stay safe as we go out with a cover of Barry McGuire's controversial number 1 hit. Here's Lemmy Kilmister with Royal Philharmonic Orchestra to remind us we are still on the eve of destruction.
Thank you. Herschel. I just can't believe you're here like this. Do you think the effect of that turkey meat will wear off? Because, goddamn, Herschel, you sure are ugly. But it's not so bad if I don't look at you.
Good or bad. But there will be changes.